From Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 1,092nd performance of radio's oldest living broadcast, the Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring Ferlin Husky.
On the wings of the snow white dove, he sends his pure sweet love.
A sign from above.
A sign from above.
On the wings of a dove.
Wings of a dove.
When troubles surround us, when evils come, the body grows weak.
Body grows weak.
The spirit grows numb.
Spirit grows numb.
When these things beset us, he doesn't forget us. He sends down his love.
Sends down his love.
On the wings of a dove.
Wings of a dove.
Wings of a snow white dove,
he sends his pure sweet love.
A sign from above,
signs from above.
On the wings of a dove,
wings of a dove.
When Noah had drifted on the flood many days, he searched for land.
He searched for land
in various ways.
Various ways.
Troubles he had some, but wasn't forgotten. He sent him his love.
Sent him his love.
On the wings of a dove.
Wings of a dove. On the wings of a snow white dove. He sends his pure sweet love.
A sign from above.
Sign from above.
On the wings of a dove.
Ferlin Husky in one of his latest recordings on the wings of a dove. Welcome, Ferlin. Welcome to the Grand Ole Opry.
Thank you, Grant. I'm real happy to be here.
Well, our show tonight is made up of great talent. Aside from you, there's Miss June Carter. Then we got Archie Campbell, Chet Atkins, the Jordanaires, Miss Del Wood, Tommy Vaden and his fiddle, Ralph Sloan, and all the Tennessee Travelers. As our featured guest, that pretty little girl with a great big voice, Miss Margie Bowes.
Right you are, Grant. That's a nice lineup for tonight. Now, I know you'd rather look at a pretty girl anytime, and we'll have Miss Margie out here to sing in a few minutes. But right now, it's funny man time. And here's the funniest man I ever did see.
Brother Archie Campbell!
Thank you very much, Ferlin. I got an important announcement I want to make. I've been handed this announcement here. Somebody here tonight is here to see the Opry's park their car in the back, and the license number is 36584-93847-853-2394, 64389-276-8532. Will you please move your car? Your license plate is blocking the whole street.
Yeah. Oh, you got it good.
Never mind.
That's your crowd.
Oh, I feel pretty good tonight, Ferlin. I got some presents this week. Somebody sent me a smoking jacket, but I don't care for it. I'll tell you, a smoking jacket, June, is the most useless thing in the world. Oh. Every time I get it in my pipe, the sleeves hang out. My whole family got presents this week. We got electrical presents. My wife got an electric washing machine. My sister got an electric iron. My little boy got an electric train, and my uncle got the electric chair. I had all them presents, and I went down to the store. I thought I'd exchange some of them for something else that I could use, you know. And I went to the exchange department there, and I asked the girl, I said, "You exchange things here?" And she said, "We exchange anything." And I said, "Anything?" She said, "We'll exchange anything here." And I says, "Well, I got a wife that's 40. How about giving me two 20s for her?" She said, "Well, mister, we can do that all right, but I can tell by looking at you that you ain't wired for 220. A lot of you folks, I guess most of you, I know you know my wife well, and a lot of people think she's wild. But she's not wild. Lord, anybody can pet her. I'll tell you one thing. She's got the most beautiful hair hanging down her back. It's a shame she ain't got some on her head. But I'll tell you one thing, and I'm the boss around my house. I wear the britches around my house, June.
Yes, sir.
Of course, there's usually an apron over them, but I tell you, I had my wife begging me this morning. I had her down on her hands and knees begging me. She said, "Please come out from under that bed and fight like a man." I'll tell you, I showed her who was boss. I stayed under there for 2 hours. I parked my car out here a while ago, and these boys that parked the car, they had four radios going at the same time. One was these politicians giving speeches, and another was a feller giving exercises, you know, to show you how to lose weight. Another was a woman giving recipes, and the other radio had the Grand Ole Opry on. And I stood there and listened to that and tried to make out something, so I just wrote down what I heard. Four radios with political speeches, exercises, recipes, and the Grand Ole Opry. And here's what I wrote down. I want you to listen to it. 420 years ago, our fathers lay flat on their backs, take an empty pan, grease well, while Furlin' Husky sings on the wings of a dove. For I say to you, the issues before us today are lying on your stomach with arms extended outward. Pour in 2 cups of sugar while Hank Snow stirs vigorously in Miller's cave. And I promise you that if you vote for me, I will stand on tiptoes, add the white of 2 eggs, 1 Bermuda onion, a touch of garlic on Jim Reeves, and he'll have to go.
Archie Campbell, ladies and gentlemen, the sage of Bull's Gap, Tennessee. And now, Furlin, how about introducing our guest?
Be glad to, Grant. Here she is, a newcomer to the opera and certainly one of the better-looking members. Miss Margie Bull! Margie, I didn't mean to back up. I was going to welcome you. Like, you know, I'm supposed to do there, but I lost my script. I was still laughing at Archie. It's good to have you here with us.
Thank you, Furlin. It's always my pleasure to sing for the Opry folks.
Well, that's the main reason you're here, so why don't you sing one of your newest records out? But turn the lights down lower. Don't turn out the lights. Don't turn them on. Yeah.
Don't turn on the light when you come home tonight, 'cause I don't want you to see me cry. You've been out running round, making every spot in town, so when you come in, don't turn on the light. You'd be better eyes. So just whisper good night, but don't turn on the light, 'cause I don't want you to see me cry. So just whisper good night, but don't turn on the light, 'cause I don't want you to see me cry.
You know, Grant, I sure do get confused around this time of year.
How so, Farley?
Well, here it is, still baseball season, and already they're playing football. I don't know whether to get my raccoon coat or not. I ain't kidding you. I'm confused.
Well, Farley, why don't you just relax and remember that no matter what the season, there's no need to be confused over smoking enjoyment. No, sir. All you have to do is ask for Prince Albert smoking tobacco. You pack it in your pipe, and you've got all the pleasure a man could ask for. I mean, PA is so cool and comfortable. It burns slow and even without hot spots. And that's called its crimp cut.
Right you are, Grant. And you know, making men go for PA, too. It rolls up neat and firm in a cigarette. Doesn't blow out or dribble out at the ends.
But friends, like we always say, the proof is in the puffing. And your own taste tells you why Prince Albert has the flavor most favored in the USA. So find out for yourself why PA is America's largest selling smoking tobacco. Next chance you get yourself a bright red package of Prince Albert and discover why folks everywhere call it the National Joy Smoke.
Well, it's dancing time, so let's listen to Tommy Bates playing Katie Hill as the Tennessee Travelers step right out and show us how it's done.
Very nice, Tommy and Dancer. Just what we needed. But now, Ferlin, it's time for you to sing us a song. So, if you don't mind, would you please step up and introduce the number?
I'd like to, Grant. We never like to let our Grand Ole Opry go by without having one of the fine old hymns here. So tonight, I'd like to sing one of my favorites, and I know everybody else's favorite, too. One called He'll Understand and Way Say Well Done with the Help of the Jordanaire. When you give the best of your service, telling the world the Savior is one, be not dismayed when men understand and say, well done.
When I come
to the end of my
journey,
hailing the
weary of life,
the battle.
So much. It's a real pleasure to sing for you, and it's a real pleasure to introduce our next performer here, a young man who's noted all over the world for his fine guitar playing, Chet Atkins, and an old number called Old Man River.
Thank you.
Man River. That's the best I've ever heard it played. Thank you, Chet. You got to come back real soon. Now, Grant, do me a big favor and lead one of my favorite girlfriends out here while I introduce her. Here she is, Miss June Carter.
Thank you, Ferdinand, just a whole lot. I was looking for old Archie. Hello, Archie Campbell. You know, I heard, Archie, that you was going to go to Hollywood and get in the movies and make some of them loving pictures. You was going to be a big lover in the movies.
My darling, I love you so much. I can't give you everything that John can. I can't give you the money that John has. I don't have a big car like John. I can't give you a big house like John. But I'll love you more than John ever will.
Well, I love you too, Archie. It's all right.
Yes.
But just do me a favor, will you?
What's that, June?
Introduce me to John.
June, there comes a time in every man's life when he needs companionship.
Yeah?
Somebody he can depend on, somebody who's faithful and kind, somebody to bring him his shoes each morning.
You don't need a wife. What you need is a dog, Archie. A good dog will do that.
June, one kiss from you would brush away all the clouds and the lightning from the skies. One kiss from you would clear away everything and bring out the warm sunshine and put a rainbow in the sky. Kiss me, darling.
I can't smooch in this kind of weather.
June, I'm trying to be serious. Sure enough, I want you for my wife.
Well, now, what's your wife going to do with me, Archie?
Me?
Once she gets...
just that way. Well, June, sure enough, if I was to kiss you, June, if I was to kiss you, would you yell for your mother?
No, not unless you wanted to kiss her, too. You know what? I've been engaged myself, Archie.
Ew.
Yes, sir. One time I was engaged to a second lieutenant.
A second lieutenant?
Yeah, the first one got away. Yeah, it's true.
June, sure enough. Now, seriously, do you think you could marry me?
Well, Archie, I don't know. I always have had a warm spot in my heart for you.
You mean a soft spot?
Yeah, a soft spot.
You mean you would marry me?
No, I said I had a soft spot in my heart, not in my head.
Oh. June, you've cut me to the core. If you don't marry me, I'm going out here and blow my brains out.
Now, that's impossible.
I'm going out here and blow my brains out.
That's impossible.
You mean you think I ain't got a gun?
No, I mean I think you ain't got no brains.
Oh, sure enough. Now, why wouldn't you marry me? Seriously, why wouldn't you marry me?
You ain't good-looking enough, that's why. You ain't pretty like Ferlin Husky.
Oh, Ferlin Husky, good Lord. Take away that pretty hair he's got and them muscles and that handsome face, and what do you got?
I got you. That's exactly what I
This is Ferlin Husky. You know, the proof is in the puffin'. Well, right now I'm fixing to sing you a little song about Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
Oh, the proof is in the puffin', in the puffin', in the puffin'. And PA has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin', and PA has the flavor most favored in the USA. The proof is in the puffin', in the puffin', in the puffin'. And PA has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin', and PA has the flavor most favored in the USA.
The proof is in the puffin', and PA gives you mild, mellow flavor in a pipe bowl that's cool and steady burning. And because PA is the fastest selling smoking tobacco, it's bound to be the freshest. So get the bright red package of Prince Albert.
All right, now here's our pretty young guest back again, this time singing one of the great Hank Williams numbers, Miss Margie Bowles with Jambalaya.
Goodbye, Joe, me gotta go, oh, me, oh, my, oh. Gotta go pull the hero down the bio. Make it tall. And I'll catch all the fish in the bayou. Swap my money, get Yvonne what she need, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou.
Thank you, honey, very much. You got to come back real soon, business here at the opera.
Boy, that goes for me too, Margie. But now, Ferlin, let's get on to the show as Miss Del Wood takes her place over here at the piano and gives us one of those great tunes from her latest album, Bye Bye Blackbird. Song from you. Tell us about your plans for the future.
Well, Grant, I'd like to make $1 million. Next week I leave for Canada through Edmonton, Calgary, and about 5 or 6 days through Ontario.
That's going to be lots of traveling.
Yeah,
a lot of fun. I wish you all kinds of luck, Ferlin. But now let's have that song, our star, Ferlin Husky, and another of his new record releases, Next to Jimmy.
Is there no hope for me at all? Why did I let my poor heart fall? Someone else before my time. You can't erase him from your mind. How can you choose that life again? You tell me I'd make two of him, so I am just facing facts, you see. Next to Jimmy, you love me. Next to Jimmy, I come first. Can you imagine how it hurts? Still, it's such a thrill to be next to Jimmy. You love me. I come first. Can you imagine how it hurts? Still, it's such a thrill to be next to Jimmy. You love me. Next to Jimmy. You love me.
If you are smoking more now, but enjoying it less, change to Camels. Get complete smoking satisfaction each and every time you light up. Have a real cigarette. Have a Camel.
This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.